This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, and we are here. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Happy Monday. Yes, I'm back. This is a live program on Tax Day, April the 15th. Some of you have been asking, you know, texting, etc., where am I been? Am I okay? Yeah, I just took a little longer vacation than normal, but I'm great. I'm fine. Everything is fabulous. In fact, we've got Hunter from Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning with us. Hunter, how are you, sir?
Doing well, John. How are you?
I'm very well. It's always good to get away. Always great to come back, as I say. I miss being here. And I also came back yesterday. I thought of you the minute I walked into my house, Hunter, because it was like 80-some degrees because of how warm it was yesterday. You're the first guy I thought of.
Yeah, and it seems that we're that way a little bit. The phones have started ringing with people thinking of their air conditioners already.
I didn't turn it on, although I was tempted. I went ahead and just opened some windows and did a few things along those lines. But again, I'm serious. I was thinking of you like, okay, it's getting to be that time of the year where, yes, we can get a little bit of cool weather, but it's going to get warmer. And frankly, we probably only have another, you know, week or two of some cold spells here and there. But let's face it, it's almost, 80 degrees today, even mid-70s, 80 yesterday. Super, super nice day, meaning depending upon your home and where it faces and the sunlight coming in and so on, people may have already been cranking it up.
I know for a fact that me and my wife turned ours on yesterday because we just couldn't take it.
So. We were very, very close. I was like, yeah, okay, I think I can, you know, get by with this and it'll cool off as the sun goes down. But I was very, very close. Now, that also reminds people that there's things that need to happen annually. Well, even more so than annually, but especially now as you're going to fire things back up. And that's where you guys come into play, and they need to make sure there's certain things done before they crank things up.
Yeah, and actually, to go with that, we're offering a spring cleaning special for $50 off an AC tune-up. So if you mention that you heard about us on the radio here, we'll give you that $50 off and get you taken care of.
Very cool. Pardon the pun, but very cool.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, right now is a great time to start getting on the schedule and looking at getting your AC tuned up. When we go through it, we can check the pressures, make sure it's clean, make sure it's running efficiently, and you're ready for the big heat waves that come later in the year and towards the end of May and beginning of June there.
I don't know these numbers. You may know them off the top of your head, but when a system starts to degrade a little bit, some of the Freon, you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, leak out through a leak, but you know what I mean. It can actually get low on pressures. It still can function, but not as efficiently as it should. You know, what's that equate to when it comes to dollars and cents when somebody starts to get on that edge of, yeah, it's working, but is it working as effectively as it could if everything was nice and tuned up?
Well, and there's a big thing. So a lot of times when the system is we think it's low on Freon or whatever, it diagnoses the same as being dirty. So a dirty air conditioner outside can be the same thing as a low charge, basically.
Okay.
With that being said, anytime our system isn't running ideally in those ideal ranges, and not to get in too much into the weeds here,
right,
but our amp draws and stuff start to change. They usually get higher when
right.
the system's working harder to try to keep up. Well, that's what you're getting billed on, is you're getting billed on your wattage, which is your amps times your volts there. So if your amp draw is higher, your bill is ultimately going up. So making sure that it's in its in the manufacturer's specs and is running those correct amp draws can make a huge difference in the in your energy bill and the efficiency of your system.
I think the other thing people get confused on too is they think this is only an inside the furnace situation, but actually it's the whole system. It's what's inside in regards to the cooling mechanism that's actually, you know, doing the cooling in your furnace, which is what it's blowing across to make things cold, as you know. But then it also comes into play what's outside and some of the debris and junk and things that just can float around all winter long. That needs to be looked at as well, right?
Absolutely. And going back to the filters, I know I harp on it, but depending on how religious you are about changing your filters and whatnot, dog hair has a great way of finding its way into the coil on the inside of the system. So checking that out and making sure that that's clean and that we can have that kind of the good airflow. Your HVAC system is the lungs of your home. It has to have the air to breathe, to move the air. And
good
if
point.
It doesn't have it, you're basically just going to exhaust it of air.
Yeah. And folks, what I mean by that is it's inside and it's also outside, and some of you may not even be looking at the AC unit outside and know what I mean. This is where, you know, Hunter, you guys come into play. You can look at that outside unit and know, hey, do we need to get this thing taken apart, get it really flushed out, make sure that all the coils are clean and so on. It's a process, and I'm not just, you know, again, folks, it's not just changing the filter. You guys at Cub Creek, you know, Hunter can do an entire system analysis and performance upgrade across the board.
Absolutely, yeah. It breaks down to almost, I think it's over 25 points that we check when we go through your HVAC system, including your AC system.
Got it.
And that goes to how motors are running, the refrigerant charge, and everything else. And if it does need clean, we will clean it for you.
I also know that if you guys get out there, you find some issues that need to be taken care of, you've got financing available even for repairs, you can do that also, right?
That's correct. We finance. We have financing available for anything as low as $500.
Okay, perfect. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Folks, let me give you their number. It's the best way to get a hold of them. And again, you can find them at klzradio.com, rushtoreason.com, or 303-656-5467. Hunter, man, I appreciate it. And as we head into summer here, have a great spring and summer, sir.
You as well, and enjoy the beautiful day.
We'll do it. Appreciate it, Hunter. Have a good one, sir. Tell your dad hi.
You too. Will do.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Question of the day, and then I'll come back and talk about a few things from vacation and things that happened, of course. And a couple of you said, man, when you leave, everything just kind of goes to pot. Well, yeah, maybe, maybe not. I mean, the reality is stuff just happens in the world, period. When I'm here daily talking about it, we're able to break that stuff down on a daily basis. Yeah, there were some major things that happened while I was gone. Although one thing that I predicted very well on, I'll take a few kudos here. The eclipse, as I stated many times, nada, nothing. There wasn't anything that came out of that like I predicted all along. It actually was just more of the fun of watching that particular event take place. Question of the day, name the spider that becomes famous by eating a Tasmanian pygmy possum. So name the spider that becomes famous by eating a Tasmanian pygmy possum. That is the question of the day. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Golden Eagle Financial is coming up next. And Al would love to help you with all of your financial plans to the future. Don't forget, today is the last day to actually make an IRA contribution as well. And if you need help with that, you can call Al now and get that taken care of. Give him a call today, 303-744-1128.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life, Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Hey, if you had some damage to your roof with all the wind that we had here the past, not last week, but the end of the week prior, and you maybe even haven't been up on the roof to even check what those things look like, get that done today. Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart can help you with all of that. 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
All right. Solar. Find out if it works for you. There's a great program, by the way, that would enable a lot of you that maybe wouldn't do it otherwise to actually make solar happen on your home today. Give Alan a call today. Find out the details. 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels around 5% and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Also, special thanks to Andy for filling in while I was gone, and I appreciate that very much. Dr. Scott also did a show for me, which thank you, Dr. Scott, as well. I appreciate all of that. Joe, what's going on, sir?
John, just one thing. I didn't get a chance to mention this on Fix It Radio because you were gone for a couple of weeks, but if you have a whole house humidifier, which many central furnaces do, one thing that many people forget to do is turn off the humidifier. You do not want your humidifier running in the summer because air conditioner is trying to dehumidify the air, and the humidifier is trying to. And if Dan Muir is listening, I don't think he's ever bothered to check to see if he had a whole house humidifier. But most modern central furnaces have one on the side. There's a little knob there where you can turn it off. And if you have one and you're down there turning it off, you should pop the cap and pull this little metal mesh filter that's probably caked over with minerals and lime, and you want to throw that away and buy a new one before the next heating season gets here. But, John, you'd be amazed amongst my friends and relatives how many people don't even, out of sight, out of mind, they have it running all summer. I can't say how many friends' homes I've been in and been down there in July, and their humidifier has been running full blast.
Yeah, it just makes things work harder.
Right. So if you don't know if you have one, go down. If you have one, it'll be bolted onto the side of your furnace. There'll be a little knob there where you can adjust the humidity, and it ought to be to zero. There's also probably a valve in the little copper line. You can turn that little valve off just to be super safe.
Yeah, good idea.
So make sure, again, we're going into the cooling season. You do not want your humidifier running in the summer.
Great tip. So, Joe, I appreciate that, as always.
You're quite welcome, John. Take care.
Bye. You bet, man. Take care. Appreciate it very much. And Jersey Joe, thanks as always. I appreciate that. All right. Always, as Charlie asked, what are some of the things that I noticed on vacation. Actually, one of the most interesting conversations I had while being gone, didn't have a lot of conversation because I honestly try to just be incognito and not do much. And with what I do, there's always that, you know, what do you do for a living sort of a thing? And I didn't get into much of that at all while being gone this trip, which is fine. But I did have a chance to talk to a taxi driver, which at this particular point where I was, there was sort of a little war going on between Uber and taxis, which they tend to do at different times. This time I happened to be in a taxi, had a good conversation with somebody, not really much to do with the Uber taxi thing, more just what's going on in the country. This was Mexico. What's going on there? What's happening? You know, how are the cartels? What's happening in regards to our open borders? And I will tell you that in this particular case, and you could pretty well tell that this particular driver was probably more on the conservative side. And I think probably most people there are, at least most of the people that I talk to are. And this guy is pulling for Trump all the way. He understands what's going on economically in regards to the U.S. and how that affects other countries, Mexico especially. And it was just an interesting conversation to learn from somebody not in America, you know, their take on what's going on in America, our politics and so on. And granted, they don't know all of it like we do because they don't live here. They just hear different things through the grapevine, if you would. On the same token, we hear different things about what goes on there than what really take place. So it's interesting to be able to converse back and forth and really give each other, if you would, some idea of what's happening in our own individual countries. Now, and Charlie had talked about this before he came on air today, these type of individuals, by the way, probably get to talk to a lot of different people, not just me. In other words, every walk of life gets into a taxi at one point in time. And this is a more of a taxi designed to get people to and from the airport to their resorts and so on. So they're talking to not just Joe Schmo from the street, but typically people that are going to resorts and doing things along those lines. They're not just parked at a taxi hut waiting for somebody to pop along. He's in a whole different world, even on the taxi spectrum, I guess you could say, than what even an average taxi driver would. But it was really interesting to have a conversation and listen to him and talk about what inflation has done, not only in the U.S., what it's doing in other countries as well, including Mexico. And right now, the dollar, by the way, is not as strong as it could be or as it once was. In other words, the peso is getting stronger. Not that it's huge. It's about 16.3-1 right now, pesos to a dollar. But they like to see it up in the 20s, by the way. They like to see the low 20s. It helps their tourism and all of that, by the way. And anyways, it was a good conversation. Enjoyed that greatly. What are some of the other things I learned? Well, as always, and I always keep coming back with this, I'm sorry to say, but by and large, with the rare exception, Americans are pigs. Sorry, we just are. We dress like a bunch of slobs. Everywhere we go, even out to dinner, we dress like slobs for the most part. Yes, there are a few exceptions to that. And some people will actually dress up to go to dinner. But it's funny, when you go to different places even to eat, it doesn't take long to figure out who in the restaurant is from the U.S. and who isn't. Because Mexico, people come from all over the world. Asians, you know, other South American countries, etc. And you can see different people from all over the place, sort of a little melting pot, if you would. And it isn't hard for me going to dinner without even hearing somebody speak what country they're from. We're slobs. We flat out are slobs. It's actually embarrassing at times to say in that regard that you're from the U.S. because everybody acts and just dresses like slobs. And I get it. You're on vacation. They, you know, they want to kick back and so on. But, man, have a little bit of pride. And then the whole airplane thing is a whole nother discussion that I always get into and will stand by my statements because things don't change. They continue to get worse and worse. And people wear things I wouldn't pick dog poop up in. Literally. They wear things I wouldn't work around my house in. They wear things I wouldn't step outside in. But anyways, less masks than I've probably seen in a long time. Only saw a handful. I literally, the entire trip, could have counted on one hand people wearing masks. And all of them under the age of 40, I would say. Amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. The other thing, and this is warning, I've talked about this already with the Alpha generation. That's the generation of kids birthed by millennials, the Alpha generation. Folks, we're in big trouble. And what do I mean by that? The Alpha generation has no boundaries whatsoever. They don't know what a boundary is. And what I mean by we're in big trouble, these kids are absolute little monsters. And they are going to grow up to be large monsters. Large, entitled monsters. Now, I know, again, there are exceptions to this. I saw a few of them. But fewer than, how should I say this? There's less and less of them as time goes by. By and large, the majority are entitled brats. Literally getting everything mom and dad wants them to have, or that they want to have, by the way. Mom and dad just gives in and gives to them. And I can see why the education system, teachers, etc., are about to throw their hands up and say, I'm done. Because they're literal monsters. And I will tell you that when I took my kids on vacation, they never, ever, ever acted the way these kids act. Because if they had, we would have gone home. We would not have stayed. They're not polite. They're demanding. They're rude to staff. They're just out of control. I know no other way to say it. And last but not least, and this happens even here in the U.S., but people with little kids, toddlers, I mean, like, you know, kids that are under the age of 5 and 6, stop going to find dining restaurants with your toddlers. No one wants to see them, especially me. I don't go to a fine dining establishment to see a 2-year-old running around crazy, crying, screaming, throwing a tantrum. In fact, that's the last reason I go to a fine dining restaurant. So those of you with little kids, don't take them. Leave them home with grandma, grandpa, babysitter, whoever it happens to be. Go do your nice, fine dining experience and leave the rugrat home. Because they don't want to be there any more than the rest of the patrons want them to be there. I know that sounds really harsh, but leave them home. They don't need to be there. So, observations. Last but not least, this Alpha generation, if we don't get a handle on this and those parents don't get a handle on their upbringing, we are in for a world of hurt in the next 10 years or so as these kids continue to get older and older and enter the workforce. Oh, my word. We are going to be in big trouble because they are, again, the most demanding, entitled generation I think I've ever seen. They feel like everything should just be handed to them because, frankly, that's how they've been raised. It's happening as we speak. These kids don't know boundaries because there are none. And if that doesn't get fixed, we're in for a world of hurt. So, all right, last but not least, Iran. Andy and I are going to talk more about this tomorrow. The attack on Israel, attacks, I should say, on Israel. Granted, the Iron Dome worked very well. I believe they said 99% of everything launched at Israel was taken out by the Iron Dome, which let's not forget who created the Iron Dome. A lot of that was, of course, us here in the U.S. I saw an interesting meme yesterday, which isn't far from truth. It showed the Iron Dome in action, knocking out all of those missiles in the sky coming from, you know, the Iranian sources, the proxies, with the caption, U.S. tax dollars funding both sides. You know, that's not far from true. I realize both countries have some of their own resources, Israel and Iran, of course, but we fund a lot to both countries. We released a lot of money back to the Iranians. Don't forget that. So, yes, indirectly, tax dollars at work funding both sides of that. Again, Andy and I will get into more of that tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about did Joe Biden actually give the go-ahead to Iran to make that happen. I don't want to get into that today. Andy and I will cover more of that tomorrow. There's some folks in Turkey that will say so. I'll just give you a little tidbit, you know, a little heads up on what we'll talk about tomorrow in regards to that. So we'll come right back. Don't have any guests the rest of the hour. If you want to call in about anything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. Hi-Five Plumbing is next. They've added heating and cooling as well, so the name is now Hi-Five Plumbing Heating and Cooling. You can call them at 877-WE-HI-FIVE, by the way. And don't forget your $100 off your next repair visit with Hi-Five. Find them at klzradio.com.
Now is the time to call Hi-Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. Hi-Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April, and for KLZ listeners only, Hi-Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. Hi-Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to Hi-Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HI-5 to fix it for good.
All right. If you need a medical doctor, we have the answer. Dr. Scott Faulkner, he filled in for me last Wednesday, by the way. A lot of times he does when I'm gone, which I appreciate greatly. He would love to be your doctor. 303-663-6990 is how you find him.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, make sure your estate is in order today. Get with Michael Bailey, 720-394-6887.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done, and Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
Now, back to Rush to Reason. Presented by Hi-Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My wife also reminded me that not only did we witness some of these toddlers just being completely out of control and getting their own way, but literally physically abusing or assaulting, quote-unquote, their parents, which, again, I just looked at some of this and thought, man, if that was my kid, oh, my word. Let's just say that wouldn't have been happening with my kids, nor did it. Some of those kids didn't just need a timeout. They needed a knockout. I mean, bad behavior to the max. And then on top of that, the whole slobbery thing. It's like, you know, and maybe I'm unique. And I know I'm weird. I mean, first thing I did when I came back today into the studio was clean the entire studio. Charlie's laughing at me because it's just what I do. Hadn't been cleaned in a couple weeks. Not to my liking. Now, it doesn't mean that it's a filthy mess, but I clean. Wipe everything down, clean everything off, and so on. Well, when I'm at a resort and you go hang out at the pool, we do the same thing. When you're done for the day, the afternoon, whatever, you pick all your stuff up, you take it over, you help the different folks that are there out, and so on. It's what I do. You clean up after yourself. Again, Americans are slobs. Most don't. I guess they just feel like, well, there's somebody here to wait on me, I'll just leave it. Well, you know, I guess I like treating the help because I've been the help my whole life. And I don't care if the help's paid or not, or if I've tipped them or not. I'm going to help the help. It's called manners. Again, it's something that I think we've forgotten completely in this country. And I just watch some people at times, and I just shake my head and think, I guess your mother didn't raise you any better. And I guess mine did. I was raised better than that. You clean up after yourself. I mean, whether you're at a restaurant or whatever, and again, you've got bussers and so on, and I understand that a lot of times you're not supposed to mess with the plates because some of the bussers have their own way of doing things and so on. But I've never, even when I had little kids, left a war zone behind in leaving a restaurant or anything along those lines. I can't physically do that. And I don't understand the people that can, frankly. And Charlie's worked in that industry before, knows exactly what I'm talking about. And literally, some people can leave behind what looks like an absolute war zone. And here's what people don't understand. Somebody's paying to clean that up. We all are. The rates and prices and things that are charged, all of that comes into play. As a business owner, trust me, I know how that part works. Because as I've said numerous times, businesses don't absorb anything. They pass it along. So, side note. One other thing that happened while I was gone. And I really don't know where this came from. Because I will start off by saying I have nothing against our police, fire, first responders. But I replayed a show while I was gone talking about how I am dead set against, and I still am. This person didn't change my mind because it's not going to be changed. I am dead set against using any kind of military vehicles inside of police and or fire. I'm dead set against it. I don't think the militarization of the police is a good thing. I'm very open about that. I've always been open about that. When Dan was here years and years ago, Dan Muir, he and I would get into these discussions back and forth. We're both that way. I don't think it's healthy, nor is it the proper role of government to militarize police by any means. So I had a question that came in on the text line. An email that came in asking me what I really meant, what I really felt. So I answer back. I go back and forth, and finally figured out that I was really talking to a lib or somebody that, if they're a conservative, has very left-leaning ideology. Let's just say it that way. And basically came back and at the end, before I blocked this person, attacking me that I don't support the blue, which not the case. I have those people on constantly. I have friends that are in law enforcement, close friends that are in law enforcement. I had a neighbor as I was older. We had houses next to one another. We're great friends. Still communicate back and forth. I've got many a friend that's either in fire or police. So for somebody to say that I don't back that side of things means they haven't listened to this program very long. I very much back them. On the same token, I do not back the militarization of police. And what do I mean by that? The passing down or auctioning off and or the police force themselves going out and buying military type vehicles, armored vehicles. I'm against that. This particular person thinks that because I'm against that, I somehow want to see injury and harm come to police officers. In other words, if somebody's, you know, this was the example used. If somebody's barricaded into a home, how do you handle that situation? Well, we already have SWAT vehicles and other things. And typically, by the way, these are one-off situations that come along. And to my knowledge, rarely, if any, unless you're looking at a Hollywood movie, does a armored vehicle have any effect on that particular situation one way or the other. So when I went back and forth with this particular individual, again, it got to a point where it was like, okay, there's an impasse here. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm now, like all liberals, by the way, this is where I pretty much understood this person's either very liberal-minded or as a liberal, because when you don't have a position and you start slinging mud and just accusing somebody of something they haven't done, which was the case of that listener to me, you have no argument anymore. When your answer is, well, you just don't care about the police, I never said that. I do care about police, very much so. In fact, Michael Letts, who is one of the individuals that provides police vests to departments that can't afford them, we have Michael on a pretty routine basis, at least once every other month. And we've done that now, Charlie, the last couple of years. And he's got a foundation where people donate and they raise money and he buys these vests and gives them to departments that don't have enough funding to have them. So if I didn't believe in that, why would I have him on and promote that particular organization? So we do believe in that. But again, do I believe in the militarization of the police? No. I think there's a line that even our founders knew initially that we do not want our police being run militarily speaking. They are there to protect and serve us, not to run around in military vehicles. Now, my point in all of this is it desensitizes the public when you start seeing police running around in military vehicles. In other words, it's easy to get a police state, quote unquote, when you desensitize the public to that. That was my whole point of that day and still is, and in my emails back and forth with this individual. And then I got accused of all sorts of things for saying that. You give me one example where one of these vehicles has been used that way. I never said they had. My point is, you're desensitizing the public to the use of them, and I have a distinct problem with that, especially when you go look at some of the parades and different things we have throughout the year, and one of the first things they do as a police force, and I saw this in Westminster, I even pulled an article out of the Westminster, whatever it was, up in Westminster, kind of my neck of the woods, where they got one of these armored vehicles, and it's at a parade. Again, you're desensitizing, whether they know it or not, they're desensitizing the public to the use of them. That was my whole point. Not saying that that police agency in Westminster, Colorado, is using it in a nefarious way. I didn't say that, nor am I right now. What I'm saying is it's a slippery slope I don't want to go down. And the further down that path we go, the closer to a military state you get. That's why I'm against it. That is not the proper role of government. Never has been, never will be. I've also numerous times stated that I am not for defunding police. That whole defund the police movement. In fact, I had said during that time, and I still believe this, defund the police wasn't defunding anything. It was a replacement thereof. The current police force that we have coast to coast, for the most part, I believe, are made up of men and women who love our Constitution and will uphold it. And if they were told to go do something against that Constitution, they would either resign or just completely ignore the law or that rule or that mandate. In most cases, I realize there's some oddballs out there that will, you know, side with liberals. But in general, the majority of men and women in blue believe in the Constitution and will uphold it. And please don't text me or email me the exceptions. I already know those exist. Okay, so I'm not talking about the exceptions. I'm talking about the majority, the people I know, the men and women I know, the friends I have. They are out to uphold the law and the Constitution. And for example, if they were asked to come to my house and remove all of my guns for whatever reason, would they? No, they would not. So what I believe the defunding the police movement was all about was getting rid of those individuals, replacing them with people that would do whatever a local mayor, city council, or whatever other type of authority would say to go do. To me, that was the whole defund the movement. It wasn't defunding anything. It was shifting priorities around and allowing those particular good, solid policemen and women to go away and replace them with individuals that would basically go along with whatever those other authorities said. That's my take on defund the police. But back to the whole militarization of police forces, yes, I have an utter disdain for, and I don't think that's what that should be. I don't think that's what it should be used for. Jim in Wellington, you're next.
Yes, I just want to comment on militarization of the police, and I totally agree with you. You know, they are able to purchase MRAVs and highly armored vehicles, which really there's no need for around our area
Agree.
At all.
Agree.
And one example is recently, I mean, I think it was sometime last year, but this was in Sheridan, Wyoming, where the police were involved with someone who I think escaped or is a convict. He ended up going from house to house. He barricaded himself in a lady's home. She was able to get out, but then he was in there for several hours, but it didn't seem to me like it was all that long. Let's say it was 6 or 7 hours. Okay. It wasn't like 3 days or anything. And they take one of these military vehicles with the battering ram on it, and they start battering the house and then tear gas and stuff. Anyway, the house is totally destroyed, a total loss. Your homeowner's insurance will not...
It will not cover that. You're right, Jim. Absolutely.
The police department will not pay for
nope.
that.
You're done. You're out, Jim, as you know.
So this lady was without a home.
Yep.
And they finally got together and was doing a GoFundMe type of deal. There was a bunch of contractors up there that were going to donate some time and try and get her a new home built. But she was basically homeless.
That's right.
Because of the
yep.
the force of use, which I thought was a little bit too soon. So anyway, you know, I think they should have waited several hours overnight or something like that.
Well, and Jim, I am not, and I said this to this person that emailed me, Jim, I am not an expert in, you know, tactical warfare in military or police or anything along those lines. I've never been a policeman. I've never been to war. So, no, I'm not an expert, nor do I claim to be. I do, though, Jim, as you know, I do like organizational, I like things being organized and I like having a plan of action and so on. And my problem with some of these events, like you just mentioned a moment ago, is almost like, okay, wait a minute, time out. Just back away for just 1 second. And what was the actual plan, and did that get executed? Or was
right,
there one
exactly.
in the first place?
Yeah, or does someone else, does you know, the FBI need to be called, or what are they called, CRT team or something that has the more expertise to do that or something. But there's definitely ways around it. And there is one thing ever that I agreed with for President Obama, and that was he signed an order where police could not buy former military equipment, if you recall.
Correct.
And then, of course, that was undone by Trump.
Right.
But
rescinded.
I agreed with him on that thing. That's the only thing I ever agreed with him on.
Yeah, Jim, you guys know, I am not by any means an Obama fan at all, not an Obama lover. And by the way, Jim, this is an interesting topic, because when you go out and do searches on what you and I are talking about, which I did, by the way, one of the only few work things I did on vacation regarding the show, is I did some research on this. And what's interesting is you and I will be found to be sided with a lot of liberals in this particular arena, because liberals feel the same way you and I do. Now, they feel about it differently than you and I do, because they think everybody that's in blue is evil. I don't see it that
right.
way. I look at it because I don't want a police state. I'm looking at it completely different than Obama and the liberals are. But you're right. That's one of the few things I agreed with him on.
Yeah,
and by the way, disagree with Trump on.
Yes. And you know, it's the same with, you know, red flag laws and all
Correct.
This stuff that are infringing on our rights and our freedoms. And it's just another, I totally support, you know, law enforcement and firefighters. But I think there's just different ways to do the job that you don't have to be militarized to do it. You
know? And I've got several different people texting in right now, Jim, agreeing with you and I. And again, I don't know where this particular individual and what he heard or didn't like. Or again, I went back and forth via email, so I pretty well told him where I stood on things. And I'm getting several different text messages, basically examples of sheriff's departments and police departments gloating, quote unquote, about this armament they now have. And that's the problem I have.
Yeah, exactly right.
So. Yep. Jim, I appreciate it. Thank you, by the way. I appreciate it very
Thank
much.
You.
Have a good rest of your evening and afternoon. KNR is up next, by the way. Changes. This is one other thing I looked at while I was gone. Hasn't been talked much about in the press, by the way. But changes. The DOJ says now they're going to get more involved with the NAR settlement. What's that going to do on the real estate end of things? Folks, I don't know. I know you can call Catherine and Robin at K&R Home Transitions and find out what they feel is coming and what you should do to be prepared for all of this. Will there be big changes? Is it going to amount to a little of nothing when it's all said and done? Honestly, folks, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. But what I do know, there will be changes. Now, how does that work in for you, your home, buying, selling, and so on? Again, talk to Catherine and Robin. Find out exactly how that's going to work for you, what they can do for you, the hands-on service they provide. And the reality is that part of it's not going to change no matter what kind of settlement ends up coming out. Find them today at klzradio.com. You can call them at 720-437-8210. And don't forget Premier Home Remodels when it comes to the remodeling of your home, any part of your home. Give Premier a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. We heard from Austin earlier today, by the way, when it comes to their deal, I should say. And it's $50 off right now when you give them a call on an AC tune-up special. Or Hunter, I should say. Not Austin Hunter. I don't know where I was thinking. I guess somebody just texted me that was named Austin. Sorry about that. Hunter. Sorry. Hunter Doug and the team there at Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Give them a call today. Get that scheduled. Get your AC up and running well. 303-656-5467.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, second location in Fort Collins now to service you, whether it's fixing your vehicle or selling you a new used car. Location also in Boulder, 303-442-4141 or RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Last conversation was talking about the militarization of police forces, plural, because it's happening in different places. I mentioned Westminster, which I knew they had gotten an armored vehicle a while back. By the way, not all of these are auction or, you know, kind of passed off or grant vehicles from the military. In some cases, as in the case of Westminster, they actually put funds together, put it in their budget, and go buy one. A new one, which I'm even more dead set against. Number one, not the proper use of dollars at all. And by the way, I don't care if there's a gun turret mounted on top or not. The fact of the matter is it could have one, and it's a military-type vehicle, even though it's not necessarily in the military or has come from the military. You guys get what I mean by that. And I got several text messages along these lines a few minutes ago, received, I should say, text messages a few minutes ago from other agencies around town, one of them being Douglas County Sheriff's Department, basically bragging about what they got while I was gone on vacation, probably having this very conversation. So, folks, I'm not crazy. And I hope the individual that was emailing me is actually listening today. I doubt it because it's apparent he selectively listens and then selectively hears what he listens to. Again, at the end of the day, why am I against it? Because police are not meant to be a police state-run agency. Not anywhere, shape, or form. We have military for a reason. The National Guard for a reason. And that's where it ends. Our local agencies are not meant to go to war. Especially with the citizenry. Okay, you have to remember, this is what this is about. They're not fighting a foreign entity. They're fighting, quote unquote, the citizenry, and it's not the proper role of government. This particular email exchange back and forth, I also said that it's not government's job to keep me safe. Of course, I got a bunch of flack back from this individual because most people have no idea what I mean when I say that. It's just like with what happened during COVID. It's not the role of government to keep me safe. That's my job. It's not their job. It's my job. It's my job to keep me and my family safe, not government's job. And with freedom comes some sacrifice and some trade-offs. One of those trade-offs, by the way, with freedom is safety. It's part of the gun laws we have going on in Colorado right now and this assault weapon ban law that I may talk about a little bit later. Don't know where that's going to go when it comes to the Senate. Anyways, I kind of think it's going to die. And I doubt if Polis even signs it if it gets to his desk. Regardless, that's the problem you have when you try to keep everyone safe is you then have a tyrannical government who oversteps their bounds all the time. Ask any socialist slash communist country how that works. And it doesn't end well, folks. So again, I am not against the men and women in blue any way, shape, or form. I support them fully. But I do not support them driving and having military vehicles. Period. I draw the line there. And I'll say that until I go to the grave. I've been saying that now. I've been on air for 10 years on this daily show. Probably talked about it on Drive Radio prior. I am not for local police, sheriff agencies, state patrol, etc. having military vehicles. Now, is it okay to have a bomb squad? Sure. They have vehicles and things that work fine for that. I have no problem with that. That's a whole different analogy. That is a defense mechanism, not an attack vehicle. Two different things. And as a lot of you have agreed and chimed in, you feel very much the same way I do on this. Thank you, by the way, for your support. I thought maybe I was going a little bit crazy on vacation, emailing this individual back and forth and like, well, maybe I'm not looking at this right. You have solidified this today, by the way, for me. So thank you for that. American National Insurance is next. Now, Paul Leuenberger can help you with whatever insurance need you have. You name it, he can do it. Home, auto, business, you name it. Give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, lastly, I may come back to this one as well. Polis and XL Energy, and now the battle that's ensuing in regards to the power that was shut off while, again, I was gone. The big windstorm came through. XL shut power off, which I'm not taking sides, but in a way, I guess I will. What do you expect XL Energy to do when you hold them liable for fires that really are beyond their control? Not that I'm saying they're innocent. They do a lot of things I don't agree with, but as far as allowing, you know, carte blanche suing of them for things along those lines, which really, in my opinion, are an act of God, what do you expect them to do at the end of the day? I'll be back more and talk about that next hour. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.